With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting, updating you on a story we brought to you earlier this week. The Franklin County Sheriff's Department continues to investigate a single vehicle accident that took place Sunday morning at 948 Highway 65, rural Geneva. A vehicle was heading westbound on 105th Street and crossed Highway 65 at a high rate of speed, failing to stop. The vehicle destroyed a T-intersection sign that was in the road ditch, then continued into the yard of the residence and went completely through the garage, then through the yard before leaving again on Highway 65. The accident left several thousand dollars of damage to the garage and items stored inside and behind it. Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd tells Radio On The Go News the department is looking for a white in color 2014 through 2018 GMC Sierra pickup truck. The pickup truck would have significant damage to the driver's side, including the mirror, front end, and roof. An image of a similar vehicle can be found under this news story at radioonthego.com. Last night, the Clarksville Police Department arrested 27-year-old Richard Allen Butterfield of Olwine for driving while barred. Butterfield is being held at the Butler County Jail. The Iowa Falls Police Department last night arrested 39-year-old Justin Bittner of Iowa Falls. He was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for failing to appear from the original charge of driving while suspended. Bittner is being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Hardin County Sheriff's Department yesterday afternoon served a warrant to 51-year-old Catherine Allen of Tulsa, Oklahoma, for failing to appear for her arraignment from the original charge of a first offense OWI. Allen is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Yesterday, the Winnebago County Attorney's Office released the results of an investigation into an officer-involved shooting in Mason City on October 3rd. The investigation shows that Mason City police officer Noah Fries was justified in shooting 25-year-old Jelani Falk of Chicago as he ran from the scene of an earlier shooting incident at the Happy Donkey Bar located at 5 South Federal Avenue in Mason City early in the morning of October 3rd. Fries had ordered Falk and others to the ground when Falk pointed a 9mm Glock 43 handgun at the officer, was then shot three times at Falk, striking him. Falk was treated and released from the hospital. Falk was charged with first-degree murder for allegedly killing 35-year-old Christopher Tucker of Garner, who had been shot multiple times before the officer-involved shooting took place. Falk remains held at the Cerro Gordo County Jail and has his arraignment set for October the 26th. Former Hardin County Auditor Jessica Lara has agreed to drop a lawsuit she filed against Iowa State Senator Annette Sweeney of Alden. Lara filed the civil lawsuit against Sweeney in June, alleging that Sweeney slandered Lara in a Zoom town hall meeting in February when the subject of voter fraud came up. Sweeney was alleged to have stated that some fraud had happened this last season in Hardin County with a previous auditor, adding Lara sent out absentee ballot requests pre-populated or already filled out. That was never proven. Lara agreed to drop the lawsuit in exchange for a public apology from Sweeney, but Sweeney must also pay a portion of Lara's attorney fees. The nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency in Iowa today released the second set of proposed state redistricting maps after the first set was rejected by Republicans in the state Senate. Under the latest proposal, the congressional district map of District 4, currently represented by Randy Feenstra, would cover 36 counties, including Hancock, Wright, and Franklin in the broadcast area. Feenstra announced yesterday that he will seek a second term in office. District 2 would be flipped with District 1, as District 2, which currently covers southeast Iowa, and represented by Marionette Miller Meeks, would be moved to covering 22 counties in northeast Iowa, including Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Butler, Hardin, and Grundy in the local area. With a little over a month until Thanksgiving, there are reports of a looming turkey shortage, but the executive director of the Iowa Turkey Federation says that is not accurate. Greta Irwin says there is an ample supply of turkeys. However, there are other issues which could leave your feathers ruffled if you're hoping to have a roast turkey as your centerpiece on November 25th.
There's definitely challenges in finding enough employees right now through the entire food chain. And so I think the turkey industry is definitely part of that discussion, and we definitely have some labor shortages along our supply chain that need to be addressed.
Irwin says Iowa turkey producers will be raising a number of birds this year that is comparable to previous years, but due to continued troubles with transportation and supply management, your nearest supermarket may soon be running lower than usual.
There are challenges with specific sizes or types of turkey. So if you want a fresh turkey, let's say, or a 12-pound turkey or a 28-pound turkey, I would start having conversations now with your grocer to talk about ordering and making sure that you have a specific product available.
Many Iowans are already making Thanksgiving plans and know roughly how many people will be around the table and thus how big a turkey they will need.
You'll start seeing turkey available in all your grocers now. And if there's a certain size that you're wanting, I would go ahead and purchase that turkey now and put that in your freezer. It just helps you to plan ahead and take some stress off of planning for your holiday get-together.
Irwin says Iowa turkey farmers should raise about 12 million birds this year. The West Fork School Board this week approved a contract for educational services for concurrent enrollment and Career Link with NIAC and approved a motion for River City Fence to complete the fence projects at the Rockwell football field and the Rockwell playground for $5,074. In other business, the West Fork School Board approved the purchase of a new Bobcat skid loader for the Rockwell campus from Sanco Equipment for $49,445 and approved the purchase of two buses from North Iowa Bus to be used for activities and athletics. Today, the Belmont Clemmie School Board will discuss Phase 4 of the high school renovation project. We'll tour the music classrooms and we'll go into a closed session to discuss labor strategy. The Belmont Clemmie School Board meets today at 7 p.m. at the high school library in Belmont. The Clear Lake City Council this week voted to make some changes to the city's consolidated urban renewal area. Some of the changes are designed to help with the construction of a new Hy-Vee store in the area of North 20th Street and Highway 18 or just west of Interstate 35. Hy-Vee has other stores in Mason City, Iowa Falls, Eldora, Waverly, and Charles City, along with a Dollar Fresh store in Hampton. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is the new vicar at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Hampton, Micah Brooks. We'll discuss his background and what the vicarage program entails. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ following the news, weather, and obituaries with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. And the Radio On The Go broadcast area is under a freeze warning from 1 until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 30 are expected. The frost and freeze conditions will kill crops, other sensitive vegetation, possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. To prevent freezing and possible bursting of outdoor water pipes, they should be wrapped, drained, or allowed to drip slowly. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.